Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Well, with the holiday season upon us, we have to talk about New Year's Eve, of course, and that means First Night Raleigh. The Raleigh acorn is lowered to ring in the new year. While the acorn has become synonymous with First Night Raleigh, the festival is much more than the countdown to midnight. Your $10 advance admission pass grants you access to every performance and every venue throughout the day. That's nearly 100 performances in over 36 locations across downtown Raleigh. This year's festivities kick off at 2 p.m. with the brand new DIY Festival at the North Carolina Museum of History, North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, and outdoors on the Bicentennial Plaza. The DIY Festival will feature a multitude of workshops and demonstrations from professional artists, musicians, and craftsmen. Adults and children alike can try out something new, from a ukulele to weaving and pottery. After an afternoon of miniature golf and crafting, attendees can walk in the annual People's Procession at 6 p.m., which culminates with the early countdown at 7 p.m. at City Plaza. Attendees can also enjoy performances at the main stage starting at 5. Later into the night, the streets of Raleigh come alive with performances taking place in more than 20 blocks of downtown Raleigh. The fantastical First Night Ferris Wheel returns to Fayetteville Street and will be joined by the debut of the Sea Ray, a giant swinging pirate ship that will sail the seas of Fayetteville Street. Both amusements will open to the public at 2 on the afternoon of December 31st. The full lineup of festivities can be found by downloading the First Night app on your iPhone or Android, or by visiting firstnightraleigh.com. With admission on sale now for $10 when purchased in advance, including local and state taxes, on December 31st, on-site sales will be $14 for adults and $11 for children. Again, for more information, download the First Night Raleigh 2017 app, available for Android and Apple. All right, other entertainment, the Ritz. Now, this is a club located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. For more information, call 919-424-1400, or you can go online at ritzraleigh.com. All shows are at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Saturday, December 31st, New Year's Eve, of course, it's Back to the 90s New Year's Eve party with 120 minutes. Show is at 9. Thursday, January 12th, Brothers Osborne, the Dirt Rich Tour. Friday, January 13th, Aaron Lewis, the Sinner Tour. Friday, January 20th, Run the Jewels. Concert starts at 8:30. Saturday, January 21st, Strutter, a tribute to Kiss. Concert starts at 9. Sunday, January 22nd, Real Big Fish and Anti-Flag. Show is at 7. January 29th, that's a Sunday, Chippendales 2017 Best Night Ever Tour. That starts at 8:30. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-821-1120. Wednesday, December 28th, Adwella and the Uprising at 9. Thursday, December 29th, it's Local Band Local Beer featuring Boom Unit Brass Band at 9:30. Friday, December 30th, Sunny Ledford, 9 p.m. Saturday, December 31st, the Fabulous Knobs with a very special guest. That's at 9 p.m. Wednesday, January 4th, Treehouse, six shots later at 9 p.m. Thursday, January 5th, local band Local Beer with De Facto Thespian, South Rome, Jews Lord Magnus, Alex Aff, and Danny Blaze. That all starts at 9:30. Friday, January 6th, Foothills Free First Friday with the Sunday Special, formerly Outside Soul, Hustle Souls, and the Idealistic Citizens at 8. Again, this one is a free show. Saturday, January 7th, Backstabbeth with Ugly Americans and Chrome-Plated Apostles. That's at 9. Sunday, January 8th, House of Queens with Blackwater Drowning, A Light Divided, Poison Anthem, Paper Dolls, Nicole, and Henbrain. That starts at 5:30. Tuesday, January 10th, it's the Toasters with Wimpy Rutherford and the Cryptics at 9. Wednesday, January 11th, Fonova with Joy on Fire and Bag of Humans at 9. Thursday, January 12th, local band Local Beer with Wild Fur plus Onward Soldiers plus the Grand Shell Game. That all starts at 9:30. Friday, January 13th, Jason Adamo Band at 9. Saturday, January 14th, Cooley High at 10. And finishing up the weekend, Sunday, January 15th, the Mike Dillon Band plus Zach Mexico. And that show starts at 9. Audio Describe performances coming up Saturday, January 7th, An American in Paris. This is at DPAC. An American in Paris is the new Tony Award-winning musical about an American soldier, a mysterious French girl, and an indomitable European city, each yearning for a new beginning in the aftermath of war. The performance is at 8. Saturday, January 21st, Always Patsy Cline, North Carolina Theater, Fletcher Opera Theater. The show starts at 2. Sunday, January 22nd, Heisenberg, Burning Coal Theater at Raleigh's Murphy School Auditorium. Heisenberg is a love story about two people trapped by time, determined to push past the confines that life has imposed on them. The play starts at 2. Sunday, January 22nd, The Whipping Man, Raleigh Little Theater. This performance starts at 3 p.m. Saturday, January 28th, on the Audio Describe performances list, The Little Mermaid, Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville. The show starts at 2. Tuesday, January 31st, Intimate Apparel, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. The themes in this play will best be appreciated by patrons 14 and older. The play starts at 7:30. Saturday, February 4th, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, DPAC. This genre-bending, fourth wall-smashing musical sensation with a pulsing score and electrifying performances tells the story of one of the most unique characters to ever hit the stage. It's about finding your other half. It's the story of the origin of love. The performance starts at 8. Also on the Audio Describe performances list, Saturday, February 18th, Saturday Night Fever. This is Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, and the performance starts at 2. Sunday, February 19th, One Man, Two Governors, Raleigh Little Theater. The curtain goes up at 3. Saturday, February 25th, Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. This is DPAC. Play starts at 8. And Sunday, February 26th, Zuccotti Park, a musical about the human side of economics. This is Justice Theater Project, Tally Student Union, Stewart Theater, NC State University. Set at its namesake location in New York City during the Occupy protests of late 2011, the play dramatizes the experience of a broad section of Americans whose lives were impacted by the current economic system. Throughout the play, the audience learns the backstories of the protesters, a homeless veteran, a family buying their first home, a student who can't find a job, among others, as well as the opinions of people who profit from the system. The story comes to a head when the police raid the Occupy camp at Zuccotti Park and dismantle it. Performance is at 2 on Sunday, February 26th. All right, we're going to move on to Carolina Theater. This is on West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone number, 919-560-3030. All programs start at 8 unless noted. Sunday, January 15th, A Chest of Hidden Treasures. Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Concert starts at 3. Tuesday, January 17th, Murray and Peter present Season 8, The Queens. Friday, January 20th, Sarah Silverman. Two-time Emmy Award winner Sarah Silverman is one of the most versatile talents in entertainment, with credits including that of actress, creator, writer, executive producer, comedian, and author. Silverman will next be seen in both The Book of Henry and Battle of the Sexes. Carolina Theater on Saturday, January 21st, I Matter Mega Adventure, a full day of free life-changing events. Tickets must be reserved, but the events are free. It all starts at 8:30 in the morning with the Sister to Sister Empowerment Summit. Then at 3, the Power of Words Poetry Slam, which is part of the Campaign for Change Mega Adventure. At 8, it's Riding with Joe Crack stage production. The evening will feature the New Orleans-style band, the Bulltown Strutters, the Durham Ukulele Orchestra, a storyteller from the Monty, the Durham Bulls' Jatovi McDuffie, gospel singer Mary Williams, dancers from Barriskill Dance Theater School, a cappella singers, and much more. That show starts at 6. Tuesday, January 24th at Carolina Theater, Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. The ensemble is a family band consisting of 7 blood brothers who began their musical training at the tender ages of 4 and 5 by their father, jazz trumpeter, band leader Kellen Phil Cochran of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Although the group's early musical training encompassed primarily elements of instrumental performance, the brothers were personally being exposed to the music of their own generation, hip-hop, rock, reggae, to name a few. There are 2 shows for Hypnotic Brass Ensemble, one at 11:20 a.m. for grades K through 12, and the evening performance at 8 o'clock. Thursday, January 26th, An Evening with Pat Metheny, featuring Antonio Sanchez, Linda O, and Gwillem Simcock, recently inducted into the Downbeat Hall of Fame as its youngest member and only the 4th guitarist. Metheny will present a range of music from throughout his career. Metheny is a 20-time Grammy winner. Tickets start at $47. Friday, January 27th, it is Second City. Second City opened its doors on a snowy Chicago night in December 1959. No one could have guessed that this small cabaret theater would become the most influential and prolific comedy theater in the world. Tickets start at $25.65. Saturday, January 28th, it is the 10th annual Wiser Acapella Jam. Show starts at 7. Wednesday, February 1st, it is February 1, presented by the Arts Discovery Education Series. Based largely on firsthand accounts and rare archival footage, February 1 documents one volatile winter in Greensboro that not only challenged public accommodation laws in North Carolina, but served as a blueprint for the wave of nonviolent civil rights protests that swept the South and the nation throughout the 1960s. Performances for February 1 at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Saturday, February 4th, International Championship of Collegiate A Cappella. And Tuesday, February 7th, Al Di Meola, Elegant Gypsy 40th Anniversary Tour. Tickets start at $34.50. All right, we're going to move on to the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. The phone number there is 919-839-6262. Friday, January 6th, it is Mike Craver performs prior to the showing of the movie All About Eve. It all starts at 7:30. Then starting in January, the Sights and Sounds on Sundays series. All performances start at 3 p.m. January 22nd, it is Amphion Percussion. March 5th, Cello Forum. April 23rd, Raleigh Camerata. And May 14th, Blue Mountain Ensemble. And, of course, starting in January, we go back to school, starting at Arts NC State. Ticket Central is in Thompson Hall. You can call 919-515-1100 or email at ticket-central@ncsu.edu. On Sunday, January 29th, it's a faculty recital with Dr. Olga Kleinkina on piano, Stewart Theater at 4. Wednesday, February 15th through Sunday, February 19th, it is The Secret Garden. Stewart Theater, Tally Student Union, shows at 7:30 Wednesday through Saturday, and then at 2 on Sunday afternoon. Thursday, February 16th, Arts Now Composers Concert, Titmus Theater at 7. Saturday, February 18th, The Hillbenders, The Who's Tommy, a Bluegrass Opry, Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall at 5 and 8 p.m. Monday, February 20th, Jazz Ensemble 1, Stewart Theater at 7. And then Saturday, February 25th, Camille A. Brown and Dancers presents Black Girl Linguistic Play. Camille Brown uses the rhythmic play of African-American dance vernacular, including social dancing, double dutch, steppin', tap, juba, ring shout, and gesture, as the black woman's domain to evoke childhood memories of self-discovery. Stewart Theater, Tally Student Union at 8 p.m. And moving on to Duke performances, Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th, it's Branford Marsalis and Joey Calderazzo. That's at Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock both nights. Saturday, January 21st, Barnatan, McGill, Weilerstein Trio, Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Saturday, January 28th, The Civilians, a new play workshop reading. This is Reynolds Industries Theater at 8 o'clock. Saturday, February 4th, Chompy Concert No. 3 featuring Jamie Laval on fiddle, Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Thursday, February 9th, Deviant Septet featuring Melissa Hughes, soprano, Nelson Music Room at 8 o'clock. And then on Friday, February 10th, Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir, Duke Chapel, at 8 o'clock. Carolina Performing Arts, UNC Chapel Hills Memorial Auditorium, Friday, January 20th, Iko Ngruho and Weiyang Bakor. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, an evening with Tift Merritt, and both concerts start at 8 p.m. Friday, January 27th, Nei-Ni, the extraordinary range of dance forms in Indonesia, is a reflection of the country's huge diversity of cultures and ethnicities. Wednesday, February 1st, Bruckner Orchestra Linz performs Philip Glass. The Art of Cool Festival, believe it or not, is not that far off. It's set for the end of April, April 28th through the 30th. Festival organizers just announced that Common is joining the 2017 event. The award-winning rapper, actor, producer, and poet will play Deepak on April 29th. The Art of Cool Festival previously announced that the godfather of funk, George Clinton, and the Parliament Funkadelic will play the fourth annual festival. The three-day festival features more than 50 artists and bands performing a mix of jazz, alternative soul, and hip-hop. Here's a look at the rundown at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street. For more, you can contact them at 919-828-5233. December 29th through the 31st, it is Robert Kelly. January 5th through the 7th, Taylor Williamson. January 12th through the 15th, Lunell. January 19th through the 21st, Josh Wolf. January 26th through the 28th, John Heffron. February 2nd through the 4th, Ali Sadiq. And February 9th through the 12th, Harlan Williams. Also appearing in February, Todd Glass and Brad Williams. You may want to research the type of material presented by each performer just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are 18 years old plus. All right, let's take a look at the rundown for Deepak. They've added a big show. Tickets are available through the following outlets, deepaknc.com. You can call the ticket center at Deepak at 919-680-2787. You can go to the Ticket Center for Deepak on Vivian Street, or you can call Ticketmaster. Friday, December 30th through Sunday, January 1st, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella at Deepak. Tuesday, January 3rd through Sunday, January 8th, An American in Paris. Friday, January 20th, Tim Hawkins, must-see family-friendly comedian, show starts at 7. Saturday, January 21st, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. Sunday, January 22nd, The Beach Boys, 50 Years of Good Vibrations. And you just say The Beach Boys, that's it. Friday, January 27th, Rick Springfield and Richard Marx. Tuesday, January 31st through Sunday, February 5th, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Monday through Wednesday, February 13th through the 15th, funny man Chris Rock, his Total Blackout Tour 2017. All three performances start at 8 p.m. Friday, February 17th, former Tonight Show host Jay Leno. And then, on Sunday, February 19th, Tony Bennett, which you may have seen his special on television marking his 90th, yes, 90th birthday. Guy's got a lot of energy. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. You can contact them at 919-996-8700. Saturday, December 31st, it's New Year's Eve in Vienna. North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. The performance starts at 8. Also on Saturday, December 31st, select first night events will be held at Fletcher Opera Theater starting at 6. Friday, January 6th, it's Sierra Hall, presented by Pinecone. Concert is at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, January 6th and 7th, Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock, both nights. Monday, January 16th, Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration, two events, one at noon, the second at 5:30. January 20th through the 29th, Always Patsy Cline, presented by North Carolina Theater, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, a Star Trek spectacular. Saturday, January 21st, Elvis Lives, Memorial Auditorium at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, January 27 and 28, Mozart's Birthday, North Carolina Symphony, Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock, both nights. Sunday, January 29th, and I hope I'm getting this right, Brahms' Ein Deutsches Requiem, North Carolina Master Chorale, Maymandy Concert Hall, at 3. February 2nd through the 19th, Little Mermaid, Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, February 3rd, New Soul Revival Tour, Memorial Auditorium at 8. Also on Friday, February 3rd, all Mozart Friday favorites with the North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at 12 noon. Saturday, February 4th, back to the 80s tour, Memorial Auditorium at 8 p.m. Also on Saturday, February 4th, Gershwin's Magic Keys, North Carolina Young People's Concert Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, performances at 1 and 4 p.m. Thursday, February 9th, the Krueger Brothers with Contras Quartet. This event is presented by Pinecone, and it'll be held at Maymandy Concert Hall at 8 p.m. Friday, February 10th, the Center Stage Comedy Tour featuring some more Arnez J., Philippe Esperanza, and Tommy Davidson. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, February 14th through the 19th, Saturday Night Fever, the musical, Broadway Series South and North Carolina Theater. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.